Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Elmdon Church, the church in the park. It's Sunday, the 8th of November, Remembrance Sunday, and it's time for our online morning service. As you know, the new lockdown rules in England mean that we aren't able to meet together in the church building at present for a service, but here we are together online, and it's good to have you joining us today, whether on Facebook or on YouTube, or participating in some other way. My name is Richard Huss. I'm one of the leadership team at Elmdon Church. Later on in the service, I'll be speaking on Revelation 21, verses 23 to 27. We'll also be joining in the 2 minutes of silence at 11 o'clock, or as close as we can make it. There is a slight delay on the live stream, and the delay is different on different platforms. Looks like about 30 seconds on Facebook, 20 on YouTube today. We will remember them all the same. If you're watching live, please do leave a comment. It's great to have heard this morning from Anne, from Sarah. Karen, you're preaching next week, aren't you, Karen? I'll need your sermon beforehand, obviously, under the new arrangements. Rob and Joy, good to hear from you, and from Marilyn. Chris and Carol, little Jill, Pat, it's really good to be hearing from all of you. Who else is here this morning? Terry, hope you're all right, Terry. Alan and Cheryl, it's good to have heard from you this morning as well. Sarah, Tansy and family, Jean and John, all of you joining in with us online. Let me just switch over to YouTube, see if anyone's commented there. No, but hello to the four of you who are watching on YouTube as well at the moment. And I'm just glad that the technology is working for us this morning. It's been an interesting week putting it all back together again. We last used this setup in early July, I think. John and Sue, it's great to hear from you as well this morning. If anyone knows any birthdays this week, please do put that in the comments as well, and we'll mention those really briefly later on. How are we doing for time? Let's keep going. If you are watching or listening later in the day or during the week or on the DVD, it's great to have you with us as well. Or if you're someone who doesn't want to leave a comment, that's fine as well. We're all here together to worship God and to remember together. Let's begin our service. The Lord be with you. The psalmist reminds us that God is our refuge and our strength. He is a very present help in trouble. Let's sing together our first hymn, which is Before the Throne of God Above, I Have a Strong, a Perfect Plea. Let's sing together.
Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased with his blood, my life is filled with Christ on high, with Christ my Saviour.
So we meet together to meet also with God. We've come to confess our sins, to hear God's word, to pray for the needs of the world, to remember with thanksgiving and with sorrow, and to commit ourselves anew to God and to the service of our world. At this point in our service, we always share news. I haven't seen any mention of any birthdays in the comments. Nope, so we'll move on. Our prayer and news sheet is on the church website, elmdenchurch.org. So please do visit the website afterwards to download your copy of that. Obviously, things will be different for the next few weeks, as well as our morning services moving online. There's also a service of Holy Communion at 4 o'clock on Sundays on Zoom. If you'd like to take part in that, please email Toby, rector@elmdenchurch.org, to ask for the details of how to join in. The Wednesday service won't be happening during this lockdown period. And as well as the news sheet on the website, you'll also find this week's craft sheet for children. For older children and teenagers, a Bible study sheet based on today's reading. And there's a link there as well to this week's YouTube playlist with some extra songs and hymns that I hope you'll be able to sing along with at home after the service. Before we read from God's word, let's confess our sins and ask God for his forgiveness. As we sang just a little earlier, when Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. There is guilt within us. You know that. I know that. But Jesus offers forgiveness and a fresh start when we place our trust not in our own righteousness, but in his death and resurrection for us. So I'm going to invite you to keep a few moments of silence as we call to mind the ways in which we failed him, and then to join in with the words that will appear in white. For all the times we have gone our own way, Father, forgive us. You tell us to follow you. For all the times we've put ourselves before you and our service to others, Father, forgive us. You tell us to love. For all the times we have been selfish with the things that you give us, Father, forgive us. You tell us to share, to follow you, to love others and share with them. Father, forgive us. You tell us to change. And all of us have rebelled against God, you, me, everyone, and there is a judgment to come. But as well as judgment, there is hope. Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, he died and rose again to save us and rescue us from our sins. His death bore the penalty that we deserved. His perfect righteousness becomes our record. He gives us new life and the assurance of living with him forever, and he sends his Holy Spirit to live in us, transforming us from within. So may the Father forgive us by the death of his Son and strengthen us to live in the power of the Spirit all our days. Amen. Or, in the words of that song, because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free, for God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. Connor is going to read to us now from the Bible.
The reading is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, reading from verse 23 through to the end of verse 27. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendour into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honour of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's Remembrance Sunday, and it's the Sunday when we reach the end of Revelation chapter 21. And it's interesting that those two things come together this year for us. Remembrance Sunday reminds us to work for a better world here, as we remember those who have done that in the past. We give thanks for them, for the sacrifices made, for the ways in which our world is better because of those who gave their lives. But also, our reading reminds us that God is calling us to be part of his forever city. These final chapters of Revelation, where John describes the vision he saw, show us how, in the new world to come, when Jesus returns, when God's people are alive forever with him, that world is described as being like a city. That's what Toby was talking about last week. And the city that John saw is vast, it's beautiful, and it's where God lives among his people. And then in today's reading, we see more about this city of God that is built on God's good news. And it's exciting. The vision is described so as to make us want to be there and to make us want to improve our world while we wait for that day when Jesus comes again. This city is a city where God is in everything, where he is everywhere, and where he outshines everything else. Verse 23 says, "The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light." God's glory is shining everywhere, giving light throughout his eternal city. Everywhere that God's people are in his forever kingdom, God is there. And because he is there, they have light. They have everything they need. They can see who they are and where they are and how they should be living because God is giving his light. And then at the end of verse 23, we read, "The Lamb is its lamp." The thing about a lamp is that that's where the light shines from. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is where we see the glory of God shining out most beautifully and most powerfully. This is a lamp that I bought some years ago, and when I light it, that's when the light shines out from it. All the light is coming from that one place, and then helps me to see everything else. And it's like that with Jesus. We know what God is like and how beautiful he is when we look at Jesus, at who Jesus is, at why Jesus came, and at what Jesus has done. That's how we see God's glory. That's how we know what God is like, because Jesus came to earth, came looking for us. The glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. If you want to see what God is like, look at Jesus.
If you want to see God's glory, look at what Jesus has done. And it will be like that even in heaven. Then we see that this eternal city for God's people is a place that's full of those from every background under the sun. Verse 24 says, "The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it." This is not a place just for one people, or just for those like us. It's a place for those of absolutely every background, age, sex, color, nationality, all those things, who are united by belonging to Jesus Christ. A place for those who are brought together by being those for whom Jesus has died. All the signs of diversity in the church, and we see that so much more in Elmdon Church these days, don't we? The increasing diversity of those whom God has brought together, they're glorious, those differences, and they're signs of what God is doing in his new creation, bringing together people from every background, united in worshipping the Son of God. And in God's eternal city, we'll see the diversity of his people in its full beauty. The city of God is also a city of perfect holiness. Verse 25, "On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there." And then in verse 27, "Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful." So God's forever city is a place characterized by total holiness. It needs no protection from darkness. It's perfect, and not only perfect because it's God's place, but also because the people he's brought into it have been made perfect as well. You see, in this book of Revelation, in the last few chapters, we see God finally unraveling everything that's wrong in the world. In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, its early chapters talk about God making his perfect creation and how that was spoiled by humanity's rebellion against God. But then in the last chapters of Revelation comes the end of the world, judgment, and then the new creation, God's people resurrected with renewed bodies, resurrected, transformed, better, and made perfect. You and me made perfect. That's something to look forward to. And because of the perfection that Jesus brings, God's people will live with him forever. That's why this city is so vast, as Toby was telling us last week. It's vast because it is to provide space for everyone whom he is calling, everyone whom he is saving and making perfect. It's a city where everything that is good in human society is affirmed and transformed for God. In verse 26 it says that the glory and honour of the nations will be brought into it. So God's not throwing out all that's good in his world. He is saying, this is beautiful. Music, culture, friendship, artistic expression and creativity, care for one another, all that is good. He is saying, yes, these things are good. They reflect his character. And now they are brought into his kingdom, and they are for his glory, because whatever is truly good for and in human society turns out to have been intended all along for the glory of God as well. And lastly, this city is a city that exists because of God's grace. The last few words of verse 27 express this. Nothing impure will enter it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This city is a city for God's glory because of God's grace, because of his unmerited favour towards his people. We didn't deserve his goodness, but he showed it anyway, because that is what he is like. Jesus calls us to follow him. We don't deserve his care, but nevertheless he loves and calls us. In the previous chapter of Revelation, talking about the day of judgment, we heard about books being opened, books in which the things we all had done were recorded. But then also the book of life was opened. And those who were saved by Jesus' blood were the people whose names Jesus had written in his book of life. Saved not by what they had done, but by his sovereign goodness and kindness. That's the city that Jesus is building. That's the city God wants to call all of us to belong to. So this Remembrance Sunday, we remember those who've gone before, those who worked to improve society, those who worked especially to confound evil, to turn bad to good, and we resolve to play our part in those things in our day as well. But we also give thanks for Jesus Christ, who is building his forever city for all his people to live in with him forever. He's calling us to belong to it, to become its citizens, to say that that is the one belonging that really matters to us above all else. Amen.
Our prayers of intercession this morning are led by Christine.
We bring our morning prayer before the Father. Lord God, Father of us all, we bring before you the needs of the world which you love so dearly and in which you continue to display the works of your mighty yet merciful hand. We remember and thank you for those who have given their lives that we might enjoy peace, especially your Son Jesus, who offers us peace with the Father through faith in him, and those who lost their lives protecting the freedom we enjoy. We pray for those in the armed forces who continue to put their lives at risk today to defend the vulnerable. We pray for doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers who daily combat the fear of catching the virus to care for those in need. For emergency services, social and charity workers bringing comfort and relief to those affected by war, natural disasters, mental or physical abuses, addictions, illness, social deprivation, homelessness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift to you, Father, our friends, families and neighbours, those we hold dear to us, and pray for their good health, well-being and sense of hope, that even when loved ones cannot physically be together, they might still know a comforting sense of their love for each other at all times. We pray for those who are grieving the many thousands who have died this year, that they might find comfort in your loving presence, Jesus, and friend who will never leave them nor forsake them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask for your protection and guidance for those making life-enhancing decisions, for those developing and trialing vaccines and drugs, those producing and distributing medicines, those needing to administer or receive the drugs. May they work seamlessly together for the good of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In a time of uncertainty, we pray economic well-being for those who face great insecurity in their work. We lift before God those who have lost their jobs, that they might stay positive and find help to overcome the difficulties. For businesses to find ways to overcome the limitations and remain viable. For those needing to find a mutually beneficial way forward for Brexit. For a positive outcome from the US elections that will reunite the people under one purpose for the good of all its people. And for Reverend Ramchalawan, newly elected president of the Seychelles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant us your peace and comfort, O Lord, and fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might be hearers and bearers of good news amid all the anxiety, fear, confusion, and unrest. Give us courage to make contact with people during lockdown, and boldness to speak of your love with everyone to whom we do talk. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we remember with rejoicing that because Jesus gave up his life in our place, we can overcome disease and death by trusting him, obeying his word, and receive power to live a new life. Show us how to use that power, Lord, to care for your good earth and to draw your children home, that all your people might rejoice together and reveal your glory from the new Jerusalem we've been hearing about in our services each week recently from the book of Revelations, throughout all eternity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And so we come to our act of remembrance. Let us remember the kindness of God and his favour in our times of need. Let us remember the courage and self-sacrifice of those who serve their country in peacetime and in war. Let us remember those who have died, having heard and followed their country's call. Let us remember those who were our enemies, but who are now our friends, and those who are our enemies, but who suffer the scars of war as well. Let us remember those who've returned, but whose lives still bear the marks of conflict. Let us remember those who have lost their faith, whose love is weakened, whose hope is gone. Let us remember always the continuing grace of God, whose love holds his people in life and in death, and who promises life to all who believe. They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them.
Thank you.
Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and of our fellow men and women, that we may help, encourage and comfort others and support those who work for the peace and welfare of the nations. And we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We're almost at the end of our service this morning. I will add some comments in the links in a moment to the prayer and news sheet, the craft and Bible study sheets, and to this week's YouTube playlist. Please don't rush away afterwards unless you have to. I hope you'll be able to stay around in the comments area for a little while. Let us know how things are going with you. What's going on with you? How can we best pray for you in this time? I'll keep the stream running for a few minutes for that after our final hymn and the blessing. Our last hymn this morning reminds us to make sure that we have our hope and our trust on firm ground, and there is no firmer ground for hope than the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's sing together. In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My Comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. Cry to a final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell or scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
A final prayer for God's blessing as we go. May God himself, the God of peace, make us perfect and holy and keep us safe and blameless in spirit, soul and body for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. I hope to see you here or at one of our other gatherings very soon. Stay safe and we'll see you again before we know it.